Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome into the Coffee Break podcast. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for joining. And a little bit of a technical difficulty to kick off our show this morning. So we're going to jump into the conversation as it was going on. But just to front load you on what we're talking about, Lewis and Clark County Commissioner Susan Goodgeese announced on our program this morning that she is going to be running for the U.S. Senate. She's filing this morning as the Libertarian candidate.
Activity by the Republicans, who I expect that to have been orchestrated by, I find that completely inappropriate and reprehensible. And so I have decided, and the Libertarians, after discussion, chose me to be their replacement candidate. Today is the filing deadline, and so I plan to be going up the street to the Secretary of State's office when I'm off the phone here, and file for the United States Senate, something that was never, ever in my plan. But my plan is to speak the truth. My plan is to support the rule of law. My plan is to promote open government and to oppose dirty tricks and dark money.
Yeah, I thought you were going to get to enjoy some rest and relaxation time here not too long down the road.
Well, that was my plan, but once in a while something will happen that is so egregious that it is a call to action for a person of conscience and my political experience. It's time for people like me to speak up and to act. And so I am going up against a sitting United States senator and a sitting two-term governor who will have tens of millions of dollars. I expect to have a campaign that will be based solely on earned media because that's just the political reality. There's no way that I will be able to compete with them in terms of money, much of it being dark money. And so it is my intention to run a campaign while simultaneously performing all of my duties at the county. And it is a very, very busy time there. So as soon as I get this paperwork filed, then I will turn my attention back to the business of serving the residents of Lewis and Clark County.
Lewis and Clark County Commissioner Susan Goodgeese is our guest today, and she's just throwing my my line of questioning all out of whack because Susan is filing as Libertarian candidate for the United States Senate today. Now, of course, the filing deadline has passed, but because we already had somebody registered and they pulled out, and that extends the window. Is that correct?
That is correct. I believe that today is March 18th. Today is the last day for the Libertarians to file a candidate to appear on the primary ballot.
So, Susan, what do you think you bring to that seat? I mean, I understand the reason for you wanting to run, but let's look in the crystal ball and you pull the thing off. What do you bring to Washington?
Well, what I would bring to Washington, and boy, that's a long way away and difficult to imagine, but what I will bring to this race is 32 years of political experience. I have been in the public arena for many years, serving in many different capacities. I've been a legislator. I used to be the chairman of the Montana Republican Party. I was the chief policy advisor at the Public Service Commission. I worked with the Solidarity Party in Poland to get them back into power after they were unhorsed. I served on my local school board, and I have served 7 years as a county commissioner. So I think that I am an experienced, seasoned, and brave human being who has had the benefit of all of these years of service, and I expect to bring that experience to this campaign and to have a very persistent, patient, and unchanging theme about support for the rule of law. That's why I'm running.
Susan Goodgeese is our guest on the show today. And we've got to talk about coronavirus, but she brought more exciting and different news to us this morning. So thank you for doing that, Susan. It's nice to talk about something different.
Well, it is, but boy, now that as soon as this filing is over, once again, the commission will be turning our full attention to the effects of the coronavirus. And we have challenges that are so diverse, and it reflects the diversity of issues that the commission grapples with on a daily basis. We're very concerned about what will happen with elections. We had 300 election judges, I believe, who needed to be trained, but of course, it's going to be very challenging about how we might do that. And by the way, their average age is older than 60 years. So, of course, they would be more high-risk people. So we're grappling with how to do that. We are further very concerned with what we are going to do and how we handle the hordes of people who come in to license their vehicles, you know, with the individuals there behind our vehicle licensing. So we are expecting that there will be some relief coming from both the Attorney General's office and the Governor's office. About some sort of moratorium on getting those tags when they expire. Of course, people can always always register their vehicles online, do their renewals that way. But we really are looking to minimize the number of people who congregate there in the lobby.
Yeah, and of course, we did hear yesterday that there has been an extension filed for the state of Montana when it comes to expired driver's licenses for 90 days.
Yeah.
So it would make sense to sort of just advance that and say, let's go ahead and just do the license plates at the same time.
Sure, because there are so many people who come, and sometimes, you know, they're standing in line for long periods of time, and we certainly need to minimize that risk. I think one of the main things to talk about with coronavirus is, and of course, you know, this is such a buzzword or phrase, it's not about you. Because you know what? It is not about each individual. Each individual should act as though there is a good chance that they could be carrying this virus. Are they going to get very sick? Probably not. I hope not. But just because you are asymptomatic does not mean that you do not pass along the infection to other individuals. And those are the people we need to be looking out for, our neighbors. This is what used to be called shared sacrifice. You know, but this is what our society and our country and our world is being called to do now, to think beyond ourselves.
Yeah. Commissioner Susan Goodgeese is our guest this morning, and we've got other coronavirus type stuff to talk about. So rather than start it, break, and then try and get back into it, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break right now. But then we'll be back with more of Lewis and Clark County Commissioner Susan Goodgeese on Coffee Break. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Welcome back into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley, and appreciate you sticking around. Lewis and Clark County Commissioner Susan Goodgeese is our guest this morning. Susan, I wanted to check in. We checked in with how you're doing. How's Augusta doing with all of this? I think Augusta, a bit like me, social distancing part of the genetic makeup up there a little bit more often than not, isn't it?
Well, you know, you and I have discussed before my wonderful husband, Ross. My husband, Ross, has been practicing self-distancing and self-isolating for the past 60 years.
Yeah, so I've been preparing my whole life for this moment.
Yes. And so, but I have to tell you how wonderful Augusta is reacting. First of all, you know, it was a very, very difficult, unpopular decision to close the bars and restaurants the night before St. Patrick's Day. That, you know, that was, the timing was extraordinary, but necessary. So, and it was so gratifying to me to see the Augusta Chamber of Commerce suggesting to people that they needed to, in fact, follow the guidelines that are coming out of the Lewis and Clark Public Health and the CDC. And our grocery store, our single grocery store in town, is making arrangements to deliver groceries to people at no extra charge. They'll bring them right to your door because we have so many citizens who are elderly, residents of Augusta. And doggone it, Mannix store, Susie Ford at Allen's Mannix store, what a kindness that they are extending to the people in Augusta. It's very encouraging. I'm very proud of my town.
Well, and you've been in a tough spot as commissioner, the entire commission has, because there is a bit of a split in the public. I mean, some thinking that we're going overboard and some saying we want more, we move too late, or and it's up to you then to make those decisions.
Right. And, you know, once you take a look at the science, while the decision is not easy, it is simple. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have a son who's an emergency room physician, so I'm in contact with him regularly, and he has been forecasting what is in fact unfolding for some time now. And what people don't realize is how small hospitals, even hospitals like Benefice or St. Pete's, how quickly, and I mean unbelievably quickly, they could be overrun with patients. And you will see triage happening here in Lewis and Clark County, like you are seeing now in Italy. And interestingly, Newt Gingrich, who's about as conservative as they come, has sent a warning to all America saying, because he's living in Italy now, and he says, prepare, isolate, take action now before it's too late.
Well, and the first thing that you had to do, I suppose, if we rewind a little bit, is declaring a state of emergency. And I've tried to make sure that folks understand what that's all about, but I think the phrasing just leads to making people nervous and scared.
Oh, isn't it just awful?
That's why no one can find green beans or toilet paper right now.
Exactly. And so, you know, the deal is, I wish they had another word for that, because when we declared our emergency last week, the reason that we did that was not because of an imminent health crisis. It was so that as soon as the Lewis and Clark Public Health began to run up expenses, that from the date that those expenses began to be incurred, that after a state of emergency is declared, then Lewis and Clark County and Lewis and Clark Public Health will be able to recoup some of those. It was much more of a financial decision. Mm-hmm. But just the term emergency, of course, makes people panic. So that is a most unfortunate term, and I hope that maybe the legislature can get around to changing that phrase, because it was not an imminent health crisis that caused us to make that determination. As the weeks and days have gone by, we are in more of the aspect is shifting more to the healthcare aspect, but the original declaration was much more financial in nature.
Yeah, so that declaration of emergency really just means with which to get at some available federal, some state money. When and how would we see that money, and then what would it go for?
Well, the expenses that are incurred by public health I mean, I can't even imagine what their overtime must be. It's just got to be extraordinary. We don't even have any idea yet of what those expenses might end up being, because this is the absolutely uncharted territory. But both the state, at the state level and at the federal level, there is talk of enormous public resources being brought to bear. I have read early, even this morning, up to $1 trillion coming out of the federal government to mitigate the effects of this coronavirus. So it is, like I say, this is unprecedented, but we need to trust the science, and people really need to learn what the word exponentially means. Because I think that's why people get a little confused and think maybe this is not such a big deal. It is a very big deal.
Yeah, because one can spread it to essentially three or four at this point.
Oh, at least, yeah.
Yeah.
Many, so, many more than that.
No confirmed cases in our county yet, but you're in pretty constant communications with medical officials and those folks here in the county. How do you feel that preparations are going?
You know, it is sometimes hard to get a clear bead on that. First of all, Drenna Neiman and Eric Merchant, who are the captains of the ship here in Lewis and Clark County, we could not have two more dedicated or qualified or savvy individuals. I'm very, very relieved that we've got the personnel in place that we do. I think that there remain questions about testing, about how long it takes, about who is eligible for testing, what those criteria are, and that is in public health's wheelhouse. I wish we had things more packed down, but this is such a fluid situation that we are, the data changes day by day.
Yeah, well, and this is something that isn't necessarily unfamiliar to you, to folks in the health department, emergency services. This is maybe not specifically, but just in general, this is something that you have trained for.
You know what? We've trained for, and unlike the federal level, we have not hollowed out that that capacity to respond. I mean, these people have been training, and we have always, and I've said it probably 100 times since I've been on the commission, we always plan for the worst and hope for the best, so that when a crisis comes, but I was thinking it would be more like a fire or a flood or an earthquake, or God forbid, even some kind of terrorist act, not this medical health care crisis, but we've got the right people in place. And we have, thank God, that COAD that we organize, the Community Organizations Active in Disasters. I mean, those people are ready to step forward and help with getting kids lunches, delivering lunches to kids who are out of school, and, all those kinds of things where everybody knows, has a relationship with each other. We know what each other's capacities are. Where their experience lies, and I really have to credit Reese Martin, who is our disaster and emergency services guy, for really bringing that seed of an idea about the COAD to fruition here in Lewis and Clark County.
Lewis and Clark County Commissioner Susan Goodgeese is our guest on Coffee Break this morning. We've got about 5 minutes left with her. And of course, just the other day, the commission making the decision to close down a lot of businesses, a difficult decision. But the businesses closed, when we talk, bars, a lot of restaurants, gyms, that sort of thing. Obviously, places that encourage a congregation of people. Are there thoughts at all to the potential of expanding that? I was watching world news last night, and Italy, or I guess it's France now, is the latest. They're on essentially 14-day hunker down mode. Nothing besides about
shelter in place.
Yeah, I mean, is there talk about that at all? And what kind of forewarning would there be for something like that?
You know, this this situation, as I stated before, is so fluid, but we don't have any plans for that now. We hope it doesn't come to that, but that is what is required. That is the decision that is unpopular, but if it is necessary, we will in fact do that. I hope it doesn't come to that.
Sure. Well, meeting-wise, the city now suspending all city council administrative meetings. What's going on as far as the county?
So we are investigating. We're working with our IT department to have meetings that are more that we expect to be heavily attended to do those electronically, because Lewis and Clark County is still open for business. People need to understand that. Lewis and Clark County continues to hold meetings even with by electronic means, doing it remotely. But we want to have people to be able to meaningfully participate in their government. We stand for open government. We live by it, and we will persist.
So in terms of county services, everything is still operating as, I mean, I know you've got to be taking precautions with the workers, but in terms of services, everything's running right now that was 2 weeks ago?
Pretty much. People are working remotely. Some people are under quarantine. People are self-isolating. People are social distancing. But the business of the county continues.
So it's walking a line there, right? I mean, you have to make sure that the county's taken care of, but you also you want to take care of the individuals that are making that happen for us.
Absolutely. And so, you know, we've got families who have employees who have families, who have children who are out of school. Mm-hmm. So we really, when we just talk about ourselves as a Lewis and Clark County family, it's more than just a buzzword. I mean, people are really stepping up, and people who need to go home, we're making that possible for them, making it as painless as possible, and so that they can take care of themselves, and we will do the best we can to keep services running for as long as we can, and we expect that to be indefinitely.
Lewis and Clark County Commissioner Susan Goodgeese, our guest on Coffee Break this morning. We've got about a minute and a half left, Susan, and I know this is basic, but you have the power of elected office behind you. What can we do to help stop the spread of this coronavirus thing? What do the medical folks tell you?
Stay home. Wash your hands. Keep 6 feet apart, cough into your elbow, things that we should have been doing all along. And now this will become part of our culture as we move forward. We will get through this. We will get through this together. We will be neighbors, taking care of neighbors. Think of others, not just yourself. Use your head. Listen to the science. Keep track of current and correct information. Don't get your information off Facebook.
Well, unless you're going to Helena News 959.
Well, you can do that, but then who would? Any reasonable human being would.
Lewis and Clark County Commissioner Susan Goodgeese. Susan, a final few seconds. We do have the co-ed you mentioned. Certainly something different than a fire or a flood, but is there something that people can do in terms of helping the co-ed help the city?
The city and county residents would be, who want to serve, should give the Lewis and Clark County Commission a call, 447-8304. Let folks know there who answer the phones that you are, what services you are able to help, and we will get you hooked up with the right people.
Fantastic. Lewis and Clark County Commissioner Susan Goodgeese, fantastic for you to coming on. Obviously a very busy time. It was already busy. And now Susan announcing that she's going to be filing to run this morning as a Libertarian for the Senate. So I am sure I would have talked to her down the road anyway, but we're going to be chatting a lot more with Susan here in the coming months. So thanks for taking time this morning.
Always, always a pleasure, Troy. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Tell your husband hi.
I sure will. Bye.
I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.